All right. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
And we begin with prayer in our communion class. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for all the wonderful things you're doing and the things you reveal to us.
Yes, Lord.
Help us to go forward in you, doing all that you will have us to do. And bless every speaker this morning. Bless us to enjoy your harmony, your peace, your joy. And bless Pastor as he goes forward today. Give us your word, the heart of your word, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You know, God is always up to something.
Yes, and it's always good.
And it's so perfect. And so cheap. And I love it. I've been listening to ministers that, you know, Pierre Stone, he favors the pre-tribulation rapture, and Irvin Baxter and Pastor Langford favors, you know, they lean toward the
post
rapture. But I'm learning from both. Sometimes ministers can say things, they're looking at it in an opposing way, but the Lord has designed his word. It's not just about a plan. It's about the strategy. When people get saved and they change the dynamics, and I believe the word is written so that God can do it in the most strategic way. But that's just a theory at this point.
It's pretty awesome right there, actually.
And I believe he, I'm looking at it, you have to, you know, I go in his presence and ask questions. And that's how you learn. Sometimes there's more to it than what's on the surface. I learned a lot from the Lord looking deeper into the word. But I let him guide me. So some things I just wait on. and when I, you know, it's one thing to hear God, but it's so much better to hear him out. Sometimes he'll begin a teaching, or he'll give you a thought. But keep listening. He's going to add to it, and he's going to help you see what he sees. But I have one clue that made me, I know that it's, the way he does it's going to be perfect.
Yes.
He's after sincerity, and he's going to get it. The people that go to the kingdom, people that are in the kingdom of God, all of them, 100% of them would be sincere people that love God. And I know that it's working that way. But nevertheless, we'll go forward with the our communion play. I just had that in there. I've learned a lot from all those men, even though they have opposing views, but they have something. One thing I learned from Irvin Baxter, I used to compress everything in the seven trumpets into 7 years, but I believe he's right about, he said he just didn't believe the Lord would leave something as big as World War I and World War II out of the picture. And the way he taught it, it made sense. And I'm glad for that. But I'll agree with him when the Lord get me to where I need to be, and then I'll agree or disagree on other things. But I thank God for the harmony of not only the gospel, but the harmony of his people.
Amen. Amen.
As we learn from the Holy Spirit, we learn a piece of puzzle.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
And if the Lord give you a revelation, and I need it, I got to see you. That's the way it works. And it, Craig Hagin, he was, you know, he's the head of Raymond now, the school part. So that was something he needed, and the Lord told him to go listen to a certain minister, a pastor. And the Lord didn't just tell him himself. He said, you got to see him. I gave the revelation. That's how it, this is something I learned from the Lord.
Amen.
Some things you got to get from the people he gave it to.
Amen.
And if you want the revelation and it's precious to you, you got to listen to it.
Just like the eye can eat your food.
Yeah,
it's just your natural body.
That's good right there. Yes, ma'am.
We need each other.
So I have a high appreciation for all the body. That's what I love about this communion class. It exposes you naturally and spiritually. We need each other.
Amen.
And, you know, I work on cars. Cars need to hit on all cylinders. So do we. We all of us need to be in the Lord's presence learning.
Come on.
Our part.
That's right. Come on, brother.
And when we share, it's going to make us stronger, all of us. And that, you know, that's what Revelation does. When God speaks his word, it's not just an education. A healing process begins in your heart. Every time we receive his word, a healing process has started. And as we grow and learn, it gets stronger. And it enables us to do greater and stronger things.
Amen.
And as we do those things, our joy increases. So communion is powerful. When we commune with the Lord and ask him questions and listen to him, see, your makeup, the way he designed you, you'll see things I can't see.
Right.
God is huge. It'll take everybody God ever created and will create, seeking him with all their heart to represent him perfectly.
Because that's the people, complete body.
Even the people the angels and the people who decided to go to hell, it would take all creation learning and growing in order to represent God perfectly. But we represent his love. We represent his, as we learn it and grow. We are representatives in real time on earth. So God, when you look up there at the sky at night, you see all those stars, which are suns. And there's more planets than suns. God has been doing this a long time. He knows some things. And we have access to whatever he has by the Holy Spirit. He'll guide us into all truth. And we don't have to be in the dark anymore.
You know, Thurston, you were talking about Revelation and things like that. You know, the scripture in 1 Corinthians, and the church needs to grow in this, and we are. This is an opportunity to do it here. But it says, has there been, brethren, when you come together, every one of you hath a song? You're supposed to have a song.
Yeah.
Hath a doctrine, hath a tongue, you got to reveal it. Hath a revelation, hath an interpretation, all things done unto edifying.
Yeah.
If any man speak in an unknown tongue, let it be by two, or at the most of three, and of course let one be an interpreter. Mm. But if there be no interpreter, let him keep silence in the church, and let him speak to himself and to God. Mm. Let the prophets speak two or three, and let the others judge. So they're revealing things from God.
That's right.
If anything be revealed to another that sitteth by, let them first hold his peace. For you may all prophesy one by one, that all may learn and all may be comforted. The spirit of the prophets are subject to the prophets.
That's right.
We need to have more opportunity to allow that to happen in our church. And we do it here.
And all that is done by love.
Yes.
If all that is
done by love, because that is the love, right before the love, right after the love chapter.
Yeah, if I love you, I'll hear, I'll listen. I'll thank God for you.
And it'll be done decently in order because the spirits are subject to the, you know, and everything. And you know, we do that here, the church needs to do it more and more, like you were saying.
Yeah.
God uses certain people to reveal, and I'm sure he's got everybody the thing we need to ask, even in this church.
Yeah.
Amen.
That we need to answer for. If not, he'll direct you something in the body of Christ. But
when people have something, the Holy Spirit know how to get it out. But we have to lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily besets us.
Mm-hmm.
I thought about this yesterday. Competition is not just a weight, it's a burden.
Right.
It's an interruption.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of
religious
pride.
Right.
It's opposition against God.
Yeah.
And what will the Holy Spirit do? He'll withdraw himself.
Yes, sir. And go give somebody else that don't have the competition mentality.
Mm-hmm.
Like David Hogan, that's what he was talking about. He does not want credit for anything. He won't go on any show hardly. He did go on Sid Roth once, but he won't go on shows or nothing because he said, this is Jesus. It has nothing to do with me. I am just allowing him to work through me.
The greatest of all is the servant.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Nothing else.
He is a servant. And the servant, you know, they don't build yourself up like that. Now, you're supposed to build yourself up in the Lord.
In the Lord.
Yourself.
Yes,
in
ma'am.
Lord.
In the Lord.
You know, the menorah is a vessel. It's receiving oil.
Amen.
And it's funneling down for the to be to
yes.
get light.
Come on.
Light.
Come on, brother.
Yes.
That's what we do.
Amen.
Yes.
I like that.
I like to hear people hear from the Lord and share what God has given. Mm-hmm. It's all important. If God,
Amen.
In order for them to do that, you know they had to win some battles just to relay what God gave. because the enemy tried to stop him. Mm-hmm. So it's every person is important.
Yes, everybody in this room all has taught me so, over and over and over and over and over. And everybody has that great love of God in them, too. It's really neat.
See, the way we love God is the way we love each other.
Yes. Amen.
It can't be separated.
I like that, right?
And he's given us that love.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to write that down. I've got to record. I'm going to write that down.
When the people that make you mad, I look at them. You know, this Lord taught me to love his people and things about love. Revelation. I needed his revelation about love if I was going to walk it out. Because I messed up. Unless God correct me. I wanted to know him. I wanted to be in his presence. I wanted to I wanted to please him. So I was motivated. But one of the things, when people, when I see people that's aggravated or they may be mad at you or they may not like you, I learned not to take offense. But they're supposed to be in the kingdom of God with me. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to do everything in my power to help it be so. You know, and when you keep looking to the Lord, if it's possible, it'll happen. Now, it's still up to the person. They got to make everybody in the kingdom of God. This is a volunteer army. We came in because we wanted to and we love God. And we heard his word and we were attracted to it. And I try to represent God's love to everybody. It doesn't matter how they treat me. But, you know, that person, that soul is still precious to God. And I'm going to treat them like that. And when people are frustrated and angry, that's when they need you the most. They need somebody strong. Right. And I've seen this work. I've seen some of the most contrary people. They become friends. They come to the Lord. They tell you, they share their most... I've heard people tell me some things that they don't tell people. And I love them, so I don't tell people that they know. I may share parts of it for illustration, but I won't point them out, you know, because they confide in me, you know.
But you have to look at the other side of that two-edged sword, too, in the Word of God. Mm-hmm. Paul put people over the destruction of the flesh. He gave them to Satan. Right. So you've got to, that's why you have to walk in the love. Yeah. The love might be... don't look that great sometimes.
Yeah, God.
And we have to take our authority. That's why you got to walk in the Spirit. Yeah. You've got to take your authority. I think if the church would use, would grow in that authority of knowing when, because if you're turning somebody over to Satan with the flesh, you got to really know what you're doing.
Amen.
And, so,
and it would bring the fear of the Lord back.
That's right. That's exactly it. Thank you, Jesus.
I've been hearing a lot of ministers here recently talking about we need the fear of the Lord to grow.
Yes.
In the body of Christ.
Yes.
Because we've lost it in a lot of different sections. Mm-hmm. And we need that fear back because he's God. Mm-hmm. And Paul said in Romans, he can do what he wants. He might come and visit you or he might not. Mm-hmm. It's up to him if you get saved. Not you.
Mm-hmm.
It's him. And we got to know that he's God, and he can do what he wants.
And I bet the church will walk in a lot more holiness with miracles back in here.
Yes, ma'am.
When persecution happened, it happens.
Yeah.
I've been listening to Ed and Nancy Dufresne, and Nancy's teaching an awesome sermon on prayer. And I'm going to make copies of those CDs for all of
you. Thank you. Lord bless him.
She said... that tremendous power made available, dynamic in its working through our prayers, mm-hmm. is because it's continuous and heartfelt and sincere.
Mm-hmm.
She said that is our duty, is to have prayer fruit, to pray without ceasing, for that power to be made available to that person to give them the revelation to change. Mm-hmm. She said it is not our job to try to change people, but to make that power available to them.
Well, it's God that gives the increase.
And she said, if they don't yield to it, your prayers have not failed. You did your part.
Exactly.
You made tremendous power available for them to get revelation and to make good decisions. She said, it's not a prayer failure if they reject it, no more than it's a failure if a person rejects salvation.
Right.
Exactly.
So I wanted you to know, Thurston, you prayed for me last week, and the persecution turned from the person that was reporting everything I did, mistake I made, is now an advocate. And the person that was screaming and cursing came by my office. I'm so proud of you. You're doing so well. So that's tremendous.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
You got divine favor, Miss Lady, with everything you're doing.
Amen.
That
Amen.
Tremendous power Amen. Of the faithful, mm-hmm. dynamic in its working.
You know, that shows
in a few
God's
days,
that's
I'm just saying, he said it in faith and in love, mm-hmm. and the two of them together is like a nuclear bomb.
Man. Come on.
Faith and love.
The love of God, you can't outdo it.
Well, see, that shows the love of God when she's talking about prayer. Mm-hmm. He loves that person so much that he'll do everything he can to change that mind.
Amen.
But he loves that person so much he lets them choose.
That's true.
And he protects them because screaming and cursing at a senior woman of God is a dangerous place to be.
It is.
It's a dangerous walk.
But that's not the fear of the Lord, is it?
No, I'm just saying to put your tongue or your hand or your thoughts on God's anointed, like Thurston.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Watch out.
Watch out, because your life is going to go to, you know what, in a handbasket like that.
Well, yeah. When we pray for them and forgive them,
yes.
And, you know, that's what happened with Stephen. They were stoning him.
Right.
Yes.
He said,
mm-hmm.
He forgave him.
Right.
And like Mary said, she noticed that Jesus was standing when he saw him. The love of God, when I intercede and pray for people and deal with people, The instruction and wisdom that God gave me to give them is individual. It's what they need at the time. And he gave me wisdom, and I thank God for that. I close with that. But
well, your revelation said God can't use them against you, and he can't use you against them.
Mm-hmm. You have to do it on both. I learned to do that. If I don't put myself above being tempted by the enemy for anything. But I say it, I say you can't use them against me, and you can't use me against them, you can't use them against me.
I
have had success that way.
I did.
And then I pray at the same time, I said, Lord, use me to be a blessing.
Amen.
And then the Lord is involved and Satan is not. See, some of the best relationships start with the argument.
Right.
Because Satan is afraid. Just like in your case, those women knowing you, because this may turn into something wonderful. They may get to know the Lord. And
he just barely knew you.
Become personal friends.
And I've been anointing those doors and
Amen.
Praying peace
Amen.
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 Into their hearts. Because
sometimes
nobody that's that angry can be at peace.
Amen.
First met Paul,
exactly.
He was consenting to see Stephen's death, persecuting the church.
Mm-hmm.
But see, sometimes the people that are out there doing stuff, when they get to know the Lord for themselves, they're going to love you for being patient. They're
yes.
going to love you for praying for them. They're going to
yeah.
thank
and
God
for back and
thank
you for that.
Yeah.
Yes.
All this.
And when they get in trouble, they know who to come to.
They know who to come to.
Pray for me.
Amen. Come on.
See, you had to go through that where those people could, God used you.
Boy, that's
you've helped them so much and showed them the truth of life. You showed Jesus to them. And I mean, you know, we would like everything to be so smooth, but other people's involved. So he's used you vitally to touch their lives.
And it helps you to grow in faith with the Lord.
And that business you
all
have.
All I
business.
Can say, they just better be glad I'm not who I used to be.
Yeah, right.
That woman's dead.
Yeah.
Right? You're in Christ now.
And you, Thurston, you was this kind of mad. I was reading this morning. I'm like, watch, he's talking about the temptation. He don't use you. You know what you said there about temptation? I can't exactly remember.
The devil can't use you against them, and the devil can't use them against you.
Okay. Well, then, you know, this makes the crown of life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, now, blessed is the man that endureth temptation.
Mm-hmm.
For when he's tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised.
Amen.
That makes it different.
Yeah.
Blessed is the man that endure temptation.
Blessed.
When you endure, and he can't tempt you,
mm-hmm.
then,
And then God says he won't let you be tempted above that you're able to take care of.
One last scripture to read in Ephesians, and this is one of my favorite. Then by constantly using your faith, the life of Christ will be released deep inside of you.
Amen.
The resting place of his love will become the very source and root of your life.
Woo, glory. Hallelujah.
So this is from the Passion Translation 4:17.
This is true.
All right. Yeah. Let's see what happens. I love Passion
Translation. Yeah,
but okay, I guess we can come in.
I got both of them here. Amplified and Passion.
Yeah. Here you got.
You mean 4:17?
Yes, 4:17.
This I say therefore, this is King James. This I say therefore and testify in the Lord that you henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk in the vanity of their minds. That don't sound exactly right. Did you say Ephesians?
3:17.
Okay.
Oh,
this is good. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you be rooted and grounded in him.
Yes, ma'am. And Christ is in my heart.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus, for being in me. The kingdom of heaven's in you, girl.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about it. So I don't be me, I be him.
That's right. That's right. That's exactly correct.
It's fun.
Because you don't want to meet me.
I know the feeling.
I'm like the Hulk. Don't make me angry. You won't like me when I'm angry.
And I call that just being Deborah. You're supernatural, Deborah, aren't you, Deborah?
I love the Lord. Okay, page 64. He said, thank you, Jesus, for your broken body.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus, for your broken body.
It is for my healing.
It is for my healing.
My spouse's healing.
My spouse's healing.
My family's healing.
My children's healing.
My children's healing.
My grandchildren.
Thank you that by your stripes.
By your stripes.
By the beatings you bore.
By the beatings you bore. Thank you, Lord.
By the lashes which fell on your back.
By the lashes that fell on your back.
We are complete.
We are completely healed. In Jesus' name.
That vision of you, him covering you like this, so you won't feel those blows.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Good imagination.
Thank you, Jesus, for the new covenant cut in your blood.
New covenant with your blood, Jesus.
Your blood has brought me forgiveness.
Your blood has brought me forgiveness.
And washed me from every sin.
And washed me from every sin.
I thank you that your blood.
I thank you that your blood
has made me righteous.
Has made me righteous.
And as I drink.
And as I drink.
I celebrate and partake
of
your
righteousness. Your righteousness.
Which is preservation.
Which is preservation.
Healing. Wholeness.
Wholeness.
And prosperity.
And prosperity.
And prosperity.
And restoration, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, that you do.
Lord,
I thank you for your word.
Amen.
And Lord, I thank you for being in this room with
yes,
us.
Yes,
for being
Jesus.
In us and with us. Help
thank
us go
Jesus.
Forward in you. In Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Oh, yeah, anybody got a song?